USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time since 1870, a sitting cabinet member is being impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Some Republicans accuse him of high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. Prospects for a conviction in the U.S. Senate are slim. The White House explains why it is pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's now passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Much of the bill was already included in an earlier bipartisan border security and foreign aid bill that got rejected by Republicans on grounds it did not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. This separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. At the same time, Ukraine has reportedly destroyed another Russian military ship in the Black Sea. The Northeast will be cleaning up through Wednesday after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when a snowmobile hit a downed wire and travel was snarled along the I-95 corridor. Travel delays on highways and at airports could continue through Wednesday as the region digs out. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A congressional seat once held by embattled Republican politician George Santos will now be taken by a Democrat following a special election in snowy conditions in New York this week. Laura Winters has that story.
Former Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi wins the special election in House District 3.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump.
He beats Republican Mazi Philip, an Ethiopian Israeli immigrant. The split in the House, now 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. I'm Laura Winters.
Has the O.J. Simpson murder case actually been solved? USA's John Schaefer explains.
Texas private investigator 86-year-old William Deere claims to have solved the O.J. Simpson case, which has consumed him for the past 30 years. Deere asserts that the knife discovered at Simpson's residence was not the murder weapon. He alleges to have acquired the actual murder weapon from an abandoned storage unit's auctioned contents. Furthermore, he contends that O.J. is innocent and implicates his son Jason as the killer. Deere believes advancements in DNA technology could facilitate an arrest. Jason Simpson has never been formally named as a suspect in the case.
Usher's Super Bowl halftime performance was a big hit for U.S. households. More than 30 million of them tuned in Sunday, which equals roughly 100 million actual viewers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.